Hey everybody, it's Tim, the T in Tancast. I want to take a moment before the show to address the fact that we do make fun of the remake of We Are the World in this episode. I want to make it clear, we're not making fun of the concept or the cause of the We Are the World 25. We absolutely support helping the Haitian people in rebuilding after that horrible earthquake, and we certainly support you going to make a donation at world25.org. We're just making fun of the songs, some of the singers. We're not monsters, is what I'm trying to say. You're going to judge us anyway, aren't you? All right, here comes the show.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
This podcast doesn't represent the stand-up of Tim Babb, but you know what it does? See Tim Babb live!
Live!
As opposed to what? Shut up! The next time you can see Tim Babb live is when he headlines Carmen's Comedy Club in Salem, Washington, February 19th and 20th. For more information, email carmenscomedyclub@yahoo.com or click the link in the show notes. Find out more future shows, go to tancast.com/Tim and click on Tim's Comedy Calendar. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast. Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
Cool, refreshing 7-Up.
Crisp, clean, no caffeine. Never had it, never will.
That's a much better impression than I did. Look at the white man doing the black man.
Well, all right, I want to see that.
Interracial gay porn.
Oh, it's out there.
I'm sure it is.
Isn't that one of the
rules of 4chan? If it exists, there's porn of it.
That's what I was just going to say. I was watching the TED Talk for the guy who invented 4chan, and that's one of the things he brought up. Because if it exists, there's porn for it.
4chan is frightening sometimes.
Not all of it, though, right?
No.
It's mostly Channel B, right? Is that the one that's like the fucked up one?
The B-tards are disturbing people.
It's such an odd, like you wouldn't think, like I wouldn't think it would be so popular, but because it's such like a basic kind of like bulletin board. I looked at it and I'm like, this is pretty no frills. It's just people. I can't even follow what people are fucking saying half the time. Like the way it's laid out is very confusing to me.
Yeah, and language has kind of devolved in 4chan.
Anyways, I'm Noah.
But you know what? KnowYourMeme.com or whatever the fuck that site is? That is your friend.
I subscribe to it. I also subscribe to Photobomb. I love photobombs.
Yes, he was talking about that at Macworld.
I was.
Do you want to talk about Macworld, little nigger?
Sure. Do we want to do Tan Last first?
Because, sure.
That's what we do.
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not, indeed?
Let's fucking do it.
It's Tan Last time. It's time for Tan Last. We'll read some jokes and defy you when you laugh off your ass.
Laugh off your ass.
It's the world we're mocking when we make fun of your mom. It's true, we make a darker day, and you know what I mean.
I gotta look mine up, so.
I thought we were just gonna do it in tan order again.
Oh. Look who's a fairy.
Oh, you know what? I'll go first. In fact, I'm pretty sure we've done this joke already, but I saw it and it made me laugh again. So, from Dave in the UK, what's the difference between oral sex and anal sex?
I don't know.
Oral sex makes your day, anal sex makes your whole week.
Yeah,
yes, we have done that before.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It just made me re-giggle. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing this one again. I'll find another one too.
Yeah, see that you do.
Yeah, see, make that happen, nigger.
All right. Well, this one is from Todd. He actually sent me three. I'll pick this one. Nancy Reagan is the celebrity contestant on Password. It's her turn to guess the word. Voiceover. And the password is black dick. Nancy, is it a place? Her partner, no. Nancy, is it a person? Her partner, no. Nancy, then it must be a thing. Something I want to eat? Her partner, exasperated, well, I don't know, maybe. Nancy, is it black dick? Random? It could scarcely be more random.
What? I totally see where they're going there. Don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
But Nancy's got a certain set of very specific needs and wants. And those needs begin and end with black dick.
She came to the right place. Plenty of black dick around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I got
sometimes
one.
Sometimes I draw on mine and make it look black.
Is your dick a white supremacist? Sometimes, though, people post off on Facebook. I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
What are you talking about?
The white supremacist thing from John Mayer.
Right.
Jerry Brandt.
Oh, when they posted it, you had no idea?
Yeah, when he first put, like, Jerry Brandt posted it, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And people are like, yeah, some funny thumbs up. I was like, I'm on loop.
when the thing first came out about the person saying that Obama had a no Negro dialect, like people just write, I have no Negro dialect. I'm like, oh, well, good for you. What are you talking about?
All right, people. Cool.
And second of all, that's bullshit because you totally have Negro dialect.
Jerry Brandt, I'm looking at you.
He's up in the Bay this week, I believe.
Huh.
Hey, hey.
You get your tan left there, Skippy?
Which one's Skippy?
Yeah, which one's Skippy?
Anybody with a tan left. Noah's the only one who hasn't gone at all yet.
Oh, Andy went?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot.
I reused one, and I'm going to come back around with a new one.
All right.
Which will probably also be one that we've already used.
One day, after striking gold in Alaska, a lonesome miner came down from the mountains and walked into a saloon in the nearest town. I'm looking for the meanest, toughest, roughest hooker in the Yukon, he said to the bartender. We got her, replied the bartender. She's upstairs in the second room on the right. The miner handed the bartender a gold nugget to pay the hooker and two beers. He grabbed the bottle, stomped up the stairs, kicked open the door, and yelled, I'm looking for the meanest, roughest, toughest hooker in the Yukon. The woman inside the room looked at the miner and said, well, you found her. She then stripped naked, bent over, and grabbed her ankles. How do you know I want that position first, asked the miner. I don't, replied the hooker. I just thought you might want to open those beers.
Wow.
Yeah, that is truth in advertising.
It's magic.
All right. Well, this joke comes from Nate.
Nate is great.
Yes. From a long time ago, I'm going through and still trying to clean out some of the backlog. A wealthy beneficiary to a well-known hospital was on a tour of the hospital. She walked by a room and saw a man furiously masturbating. She screamed,
"Ah, I'm angry!
Yeah. Angry at my cock!" Screamed, "Oh my God, what's that man doing? He should be in a mental hospital!" The doctor that was conducting the tour said that the man had a very rare illness that causes testicles to fill up with semen, and that if he didn't do that at least 5 times a day, he would be in extreme pain, and his balls would likely rupture.
Ooh.
Hearing this and deciding that it was a perfectly logical answer, she went on with the tour. The next room she came to, she saw a nurse performing oral sex on another man. Again, the woman screamed, "Oh my God, what is that? How is that treatment? She should be fired!" Again, the doctor leading the tour said, "Ma'am, it's the same illness, he just has better insurance."
I like it.
I like it a rot.
Oh, that insurance. So good.
Always trying to fuck us.
Or suck us.
But only if you got the insurance.
Andy, do you watch Fringe?
Yes.
There's pictures of that girl topless. Like, you don't see her titties, but, you know, she has no top on and she has her back turned to her, the camera. She's hot.
And
that that's
twerv
all.
Topless. Google, bring it to me.
Google, bring me porn. Or softcore porn.
Google, bring me porn.
Ah, yes. She looks like she's about to take a poo.
Google, bring me porn. I just made that up. It's going to be a huge hit.
You should write songs,
baby. That should be a huge hit in the 80s. Man,
imagine
speaking
like
of
a,
We Are the World.
Like a tiptoeing through the tulips type of strumming guitar thing. Do,
do, ukulele?
Do, 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 do. Google, bring me porn. But, you know, you can work it out.
I'm on it.
You're the funny man.
Fisting and some butt sex, and some fisting and some more
Christ.
Butt sex, then pissing on a midget for me.
You got no with that one.
It was good. I liked it.
You all right?
That felt good to get out.
That's
so, speaking
said.
Of Where Are the World, Tim, what okay. did you think of the abortion?
Oh,
I did, actually. Obviously, there are parts that I have issue with, not the least of which is the very first line sung by Justin What's-His-Fuck. Just why start with some whiny little kid? B, why the fuck is he reading it? How the fuck do you not know the first? That's like going, like, oh, we're gonna sing Jingle Bells. Can you write it down for me? Like, how do you not know that song? Don't give me bullshit like he's young. Fuck him. Fuck him in his ass.
Jingle Bells is old too.
Exactly, and so is We Are the World.
Yeah, I was changing my son while my wife was watching the Olympic shit downstairs.
And he shit extra.
Yeah, no, I was... I happened to be walking... Like, I kind of heard bits of it. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound right at all. And I'm walking downstairs with my kid just in time to hear... I'm assuming it was T-Pain, but some vocoded, auto-tuned piece of shit right in the middle of... Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Becky, look at her butt.
So big. I mean, it's just so out there. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
You okay, too?
I was not ready for that.
That would be great to do a spoken word of. Just get up. Got like a little jazz. Doom, 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 doom. I like big butts. I cannot lie.
William Shatner could do it.
He'd like
find a way.
Big butts. And I cannot lie.
But anyway, so T-Pain was doing his auto-tune shit.
Also, Lil Wayne did some auto-tuning.
Yeah.
And it bothered Andy?
Well, I fucking hate auto-tune.
I don't know why. Shit is awesome. It's the wave of the future, sir.
In the future, all bad R&B artists will sound like robots.
The future!
In the year 2000!
Listen, Grandpa, I'm sorry it's not your old fucking Dan Fogelberg music. Time's moving on.
This is at your grandpa's age.
Name me two Dan Fogelberg songs.
Longer and his other hit.
I thought he had you for a second. I was like, oh, is he at school, Andy? No.
No, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that was a good story.
I was actually going to try. I was
what the fuck?
Thinking Tim would actually know two songs, and then I would go, yeah, see, I couldn't do that. Only you can. But then Tim couldn't.
Leader of the band.
You looked that up.
What? There is no way I Googled that.
I had no time at all.
It may not show in the edit, but I was actually responding to Noah's criticism before he was able to say it, knowing almost that it was coming. Defensive-like, you might say.
It's like, Dan Fogelberg and one other song.
Not Dan Fogelberg, longer and one other song. Idiot, pay attention.
Yes,
you're on
I know.
A podcast listened to by dozens of people.
Literally let's, dozens.
Let's keep dozens. The professionalism.
I saw some podcasters I listened to at Macworld.
That's right. We didn't get back to Macworld.
Did you jiggle their balls, Noah?
No.
Then what good are you?
I don't know if you know him. One guy's name is Andy Anako. He has some massive sideburns. Tim saw him.
I did. They were significant sideburns.
And Merlin Mann, who's shorter than I thought he would be. I don't know why. I thought he'd
yes.
be taller.
I saw your tweet.
So yeah, I went back Saturday, Tim. Although I did not get
yes, to... I saw your tweet. I'm back in Macworld. Look at me.
I did not get to enter the iPad thing. Like I got put off in some overflow room, so I don't know if they actually did it, and only if you're in the main room. I kind of sucked because that's the whole reason.
Yeah, that does suck.
Like the talk they had, it was all right. I could have gladly missed it.
You didn't really blow your skirt up.
No. I mean, they just talked about stuff that you know you pretty much already heard before, and. You know, stuff. One guy told a story basically, you know, proving how you know, Apple's wrong for not letting you do what you want with your products. Or no, not that. Well, I mean, I think it was, you know, since they were talking about, you know, Apple products, but it could apply to any company that doesn't let you do what you want with stuff that you buy. He made it a story of a toaster oven. And, you know, he had this toaster oven. He wanted to use a space heater. He was trying to use an extension cord. He called support, and they said, oh, are you using a, you know, Cuisinart extension cord? Because only those are work with those toaster ovens. So he went and got the Cuisinart toaster oven, and then it still wouldn't work. And they're like, oh, well, you know, finally they came out what he's trying to do with it. He goes, oh, you know, you're not allowed to use that as a space heater. It's illegal. If you try to do that, you know, we'll shut down your program or something. I don't know. But that was the gist of it. You know, basically, I should be allowed to do what I want with my stuff that I buy and not have to. Oh, and then he said, oh, you know, oh, by the way, if you have Pop-Tarts, you can't use those Pop-Tarts with that toaster oven. You have to buy our Pop-Tarts. And then he's like, oh, well, all right, let me go buy your Pop-Tarts. He goes, oh, you know what? They got rejected. You can't buy the Pop-Tarts.
Can you at least get a Pillsbury toaster strudel?
He did not mention that.
There's always a workaround.
But yeah, Tim got to see Kevin Smith for the first time.
Tim got to ask Kevin Smith a question.
He did. Ooh. And he did not seem that impressed.
Me or Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith.
I guess
he likes more stuff, more topical, I guess. Or not, no, not, maybe more topical about him. Because people are asking old questions about stuff that he did. But old stuff
about
that's
Avatar,
not even that old.
Which is old.
What was that?
He asked him about Avatar, which came out before the Conan Leno thing.
Oh, that's true. I guess he was tired of talking about it.
I feel justified. He can eat a dick.
Man, he got right up in some people's faces. Like, let me just get close to you. Anyways, what do you want to say anything about it, Tim? A little Kevin Smith?
No.
Okay.
This is going to be the first Tancast where we don't talk about Kevin Smith after one of us asked Kevin Smith a question. Fuck.
You can actually see part of my question here. You can't see me, and you only hear me once because they started it after I asked the question, but someone videoed it. And you missed the part where he, so the person who asked the question before me was this girl. You know, if you've ever seen one of those Evening at Kevin Smith things, they have two lines of people mm-hmm. lined up by microphones, and he takes turn answering people's questions back and forth. And so the person on the other side was asking her question, and she goes, I just wanted a hug. And everybody goes, aw. And then he goes, yeah, sure. And so she comes up on the stage, and they hug on stage. He makes some joke about it. She goes back into the audience, and then he goes, all right, next up over there. And it's me. So I go, yeah, I was going to ask for a hug, but now I feel like she kind of stole my thunder. And then Kevin Smith goes, well, I've already done the hug bit. We can move on to the teabag. And I was like, sweet.
But there's no teabags to be had.
Aww.
No, it was all false promises. Just like Zach and Miri. Boom!
Oh, ding-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Zing! I zinged him. Probably should have gone with Jersey Girl on that one, but whatever.
Probably.
So yeah, he was funny. Heard some new stories about, fucking, that guy can talk.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? When I was looking for the video footage of it on the internet, I found he told that exact same Bruce Willis story somewhere else.
Oh, already?
Like 2 days before, yeah.
Well, he like if you see him enough times, he pretty much recycles those stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, also,
comma.
Well, even if someone doesn't even ask him a question directly about what he's going to talk about, he'll find some way to dovetail into it. Like when people ask him about Avatar, you know, he found a way to get it that Blair Witch Project story in.
Too true. Too fucking true.
Which he had already told on Smodcast.
Which I still haven't heard.
Well, you will.
Yes. I'm saving it up because I'm driving to Washington State in a couple
days. This is a good little Valentine's Day thing. 8 romantic songs you didn't know were about rape.
Oh, yeah. Cracked. That's good. I liked it.
you read it already?
Oh, yeah. I'm up to date on my cracked, sir. I don't fall behind. I ain't slacking on my cracking.
Now, are they
that
really?
Means, but it sounds good.
Are they really about that, or are they just kind of being funny?
I mean, they're kind of interpolating from the lyrics.
Okay, because sometimes, like, you know, they're the stuff that they post is funny. And sometimes it seems like they actually do some research and like, here's why this is true.
Yeah. This would not be one of those times.
Okay. So yeah, I enjoyed Kevin Smith. We walked around afterwards. Tim yelled at people for getting in the way. Tim's a very angry man when he's out and about.
I was talking about very calm and cool and collected. Yeah. I was like, hey, whatever happens, happens, baby. Let's just go along to get along.
We were eating. We went to go eat at Mel's Diner, and some random old guy came up and started talking to us about Macworld. He was asking if we thought it would be around next year. I said yes, and then he proceeded to give me his thing, why it won't be there.
And I was like, see, Noah, when we're that old, we'll at least have each other. We won't have to go try and make friends at a fucking random restaurant. Like, I want friends. All my friends have left me. Because I ask stupid questions.
He had a wife.
She's done with him. She doesn't want to hear it.
She's like, I heard enough about Macworld. All right. I heard why you don't think it'll be here. Shut up. It was a little bit more crowded when I went there on Saturday.
But not a lot?
Noticeably. Like, it was hard to get a walk around. Like, we were just cruising. Like, hey, we're just going to go this way. I was like, I had to actually, like, dodge through people. I think a lot of people are doing their presentations, though, that day. Like Merlin Mann was there, who's not, he's not huge, but he's kind of famous, so, you know, I'm sure people can't see him.
You don't know Merlin Mann, what are you doing in this world?
He's the guy that did that video a long time ago that I linked to where he was talking about masturbating with steampunk style.
Wow, I missed that.
I sent it to you guys.
I'm just saying I missed it. For some reason, I was not compelled to watch that video all the way through.
I bet you did, and
doesn't ring a bell.
I'm about to link it again.
All right.
Oh, good.
Do it.
Whoops. Worried that you wouldn't.
I was worried that you wouldn't, but then you did, so all was right in the world.
I can't remember the third thing that I was yelling, but the first one was the person who, we were crossing the street, and this person, like, sped up to the red light, so where everybody was nervous about stepping off the curb. I was like, yeah, that's the exact, and, like, her window's open, and I'm looking right at her, like, that's the exact speed you should drive up to a red light to, asshole.
Nice.
People were on the stairs.
That's the other one I remember. People were just sitting across the bottom of the stairs, so there was no way to walk. And so the entire time I'm coming down the stairs, I'm talking about, oh, yeah, that's exactly what you should do. You should sit on the stairs, because never mind other people behind you who might want to get off on the stairs. And, yeah, even though I'm getting this close to you, you're still not moving. You can hear what I'm saying, and you're busy in your own little fuckstick world. And Noah's just laughing.
See, Tim can go out with me and say that stuff. His wife would be very embarrassed.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be there anymore.
Like, oh. Glad Danelle's not here. She would not find this amusing.
But yeah, it did seem like a smaller event this year. There's only one little sad conference room. Oh, and a lot more of those. There's some other little mini kiosks, Tim. And a lot more of those are filled up on the weekend, too. So there's a lot more people over there. Like, remember where that big tower was where you could sit on the top? Like, had like
oh,
a.
Right.
Yeah, it had the two-story thing. Right next to that was a bunch of little kiosks where I don't think anyone was really there when we were there. That whole thing was, like, filled up with people. So, I don't know, I guess people just come out on Saturday. And they had some booth babes there.
Yeah.
I think that one that we saw that was, like, kind of bending over the table, she had a big gap. She had some gap teeth. I got a good look at her face the next time I was there. I was like, that is a gap. I didn't say it like that. I didn't go.
That is a gap that would make Old Navy jealous. Anybody?
I guess what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I was going to say, she can still give head when she has lockjaw.
Wow.
Well, maybe for you.
Well, yes.
What else do we want to talk about?
It snowed here.
Hooray for snow.
Andy got a snowball.
Yep. Not only did it snow,
comma,
it snowed enough for snow to stick to the roads, and then for those roads to become icy and slick.
Hooray!
And then for my idiot neighbors to go, what do you mean I don't have chains or snow tires or four-wheel drive? I'm still going to go up this incredibly steep hill right outside of Andy's house at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Baby.
No, you're not going to go up the hill. You're going to do just exactly like everyone else did that you saw right in front of you, who got about halfway up the hill, lost traction, and went, as smoke is coming off of their goddamn tires, and then who figured out a way to gingerly attempt to reverse direction back down the hill without sliding off the road into somebody's yard or parked car or whatnot, several of them unsuccessfully avoiding other cars. Yeah, that means that there were about 4 accidents in front of my house in the wee hours of the morning on Saturday.
Sounds like a good time.
One of them, and it was like, I was so pleased when it happened. It was in super slow-mo. The car stalled or something, and it smacked into a parked car, and it was going so slowly that, like, it kind of stopped for a while. So people got, like, out of the car, and they were, like, taking notes and trying to find out whose parked car it was. Like, they were, like, knocking on doors where they saw lights on or whatever, trying to figure out if this was... And it wasn't any car from anybody who lived right there. It was just another car that got stuck going up the hill and basically got abandoned there in front of my house. As they were talking and, like, writing down notes and, like, getting information, whatever, and calling their insurance because they couldn't find the owner to the car, and leaving a piece of paper on a windshield in a snowstorm is just going to give somebody a nice goopy mess when they get back to their broken car.
Well, that's why you laminate it.
The car that had stalled and had actually hit the other car apparently managed to start sliding again towards the people who were standing there writing down the information.
You were just sitting here watching this?
Yeah, I was upstairs in my house looking out the window.
With his video camera ready to post the shit on YouTube.
Oh, God, if I had my video camera on it, if I'd had the presence of mind, that shit would already be on YouTube.
You fail.
So the car's coming at them, like it's going to just smash them against the other car, and they all just, like, jump out of the way, and it manages to sideswipe itself against its other car's nose, and then slide, like, just straight across the front bumper, until between it and the other car, they were completely blocking the road and making it now not just physically impossible because of the ice, but actually practically impossible, even if you had all of the... you know, necessary car attachments to go up ice
car
to get in or out of my subdivision. So for the rest of the night, we were okay, except for the one asshole in a Hummer who drove up to 2 dark cars with nobody standing around them.
And started honking?
And started honking.
Genius.
Yeah, that was at about 3 a.m. The best thing about the Hummer, after it honked, it just sat there for 45 minutes.
Really?
Really?
I don't know what's sadder, the fact that you watched it for 45 minutes?
No. It was, like, trying to go to sleep. You could still hear the Hummer idling outside.
Wait, it didn't even turn off its car for 45 minutes?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with people there?
Just sat there running the engine.
Well, trust me, you don't want to sit in your car without the heater on.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was, like, 20 degrees outside.
I mean, I don't know. I guess the fact that it just sat there for 45 minutes, like, after 5 minutes, I'm like, well, I don't think anyone's coming. I'm going to go another way.
Yeah. Oh, and for all of our international listeners, it's about -7 Celsius.
They're like, we already figured it out. We're better at math than you are.
Like 20's toasty.
Sounds cold.
Yeah, yeah, it was chilly. We took my kid out in it the next day.
And left him?
He played. Yep, just tossed him out there. We're gonna go back and get him when it thaws.
keep him younger longer by just, you know, extending the baby years by freezing him.
Yep. I actually brought some snow in that night. We put a big pile of it in the kitchen for Junior to play with because it was fucking freezing outside.
Yeah.
And dark, you know, being night.
That's exactly why you leave your kids outside.
Yeah. In the dark at night when they're 1.5 years. Exactly. Yeah, so took him into the kitchen and was like, hey, look at this. It's snow. You can play with it. And he's like, it's kitchen. I can play with everything. Trying to pull open drawers, trying to grab things off the counter. It's like, oh, dude, this is special for me, and you're ruining it.
I don't know if this should go on Tankcast. I just had a weird dream, though, about Caitlin, Andy, and their kid last night. I just remembered it.
What was it?
Okay.
It was, I had a dream that Andy came back from somewhere, and Andy's kid was tied to, like, one of those stakes you stick in the ground for, like, a dog outside. And Caitlin was in the car sleeping. And Andy was like, what the hell are you doing? And that's all I remember of the dream.
so weird.
Yeah, it is
that
weird.
That happened on Thursday.
It's very odd.
Dreams are funny.
I just remember that. I was like, why the fuck would I dream that?
Oh, you know why.
I had no idea.
No.
No. Don't be the idiot, Tim.
I can't help it.
It's who I am.
Might as well ask me to stop being black.
Hey, remember that video that we were watching of the people who just like bailed out of the car as it was going down the slick street?
Indeed.
Yep. I watched basically the same thing happen outside my house.
Fire.
Except it wasn't like the car was starting to move and they bailed out. It was the car wouldn't move. Like, it was just stuck. They kept trying to drive it and just wouldn't go. And it kept like falling back against this curb. So the driver gets out and tries to like push the car away from the curb, like get the nose out a little more so he can try to get better traction or something like that. And he pushes it, and the car unsticks and starts to slide down the hill without him.
That's so good.
So he turned and ran and like had to run around his own driver's side door and hop back in and like twist the wheel and hit the gas. And it was annoying because it was at like 1:30, but it was funny. Also funny was the guy who came over the hill coming into the subdivision and apparently realized about 3/4 of the way down the hill that he was going way too fast and he should try to apply his brakes. And he did so, and he locked his tires and then skidded all the way down the rest of the hill into a car parked at the bottom of the hill that had about half an hour earlier been right outside my house keeping my kid awake by spinning its tires. It's like, oh, that's a karmic twofer.
Have you seen the car pinball? On ice? Where car just runs into a bunch of cars?
I thought we...
Yes, I think I have.
I thought we linked that when we were talking about the slicking cars last time.
Oh, did we? I couldn't remember.
The other day I was in a parking garage, and like it was raining. It was in either Santa Monica or LA, I'm not really sure. But like I went to make this turn to get into the... Because this dude was like about to shark the space that I just, you know... I'd been waiting, and this dude just came in. He's like, oh, look, a space. I'm like, fuck you with space. That's my space. And so I sort of rushed to get there, and then, like, I had to hit the brakes because I hadn't turned tight enough. And apparently I was in a puddle because it just slid forward. I was like, you can't, you can't. And it's just getting closer and closer to the car. And I'm like, nothing's happening. Stop. And it literally stopped a centimeter from the bumper of the other car.
Oh, man.
I was like, huh.
Oh, take your time, Tim. Take your time.
Oh, shit stains Parker, in my pants.
Parking spot's not worth all that.
Whatever, I got it.
I forgot to mention, while we were in the city, I went and tried a place.
Woo! Calm down, Noah, with your specifics.
Called Ghirardori Brothers? Wait, hold on. Let me get the correct name.
Noah knows that the makings of a good story is always details.
I went to a place, I had some things, it was good. It was wonderful. Come on, stupid internets.
I went to a place that had some things, it was judgment.
Well, anyways, before I tell you the name, the sandwich, each sandwich there comes with provolone cheese, french fries, and coleslaw on it. And the french fries were delicious on the sandwich. It was nice and thick. Oh, and it comes on French bread, I think? I'm going to say French bread. It was thick.
Yeah, thick it like is. Your mama's titties.
What?
What? What?
It's called...
I don't know.
Girodano Brothers? G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O Bros.
Giordano.
Giordano. Delicious. Add the hot capicoli.
Hot capicoli.
Hot capicoli. It was wonderful. I would have it again. I actually want to go back that day. I'm like, I want to go back and try a different meat.
Why didn't we?
It was kind of far. We could have.
You didn't mention it.
I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
I thought about it, but I realized it was probably best that I didn't. I can't imagine what calories are in there.
Probably like 3.
I like Yelp, though. Yelp helps me find things. Like, apparently there's a guy not too far from where I live that sells bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Mmm, them's good eating.
He sells them in front of the church on Sundays, after Mass.
Because nothing says nothing says praise Jesus like a hot dog covered in bacon.
Amazingly, he doesn't accept credit cards. That's what annoyed Tim as well. There's a lot of bums asses for money, and they'd be like, I accept credit cards. And be like, what the fuck? How do they accept credit cards?
Oh, yeah. That reminds
me of they don't mean like they will let you swipe a credit card and give them money. They mean they will let you hand them a credit card and then they will run off and use it.
I was just annoyed at like how entitled people felt to our money. Like this, like I would say I lean liberal on most things, but fucking A. Like I was in when I was driving to or from LA, I can't remember, and I was at a gas station and I was filling up and this guy runs up and he's like, "Hey man, can I ask you for a favor?" I was like, "What's that?" He's like, "Can you spare $2?" I'm like, "Dickhole, that's not a favor. You're asking me for money." I was like, "I don't have any cash on me." He's like, "Listen, man, have you ever had a girlfriend? I don't mean any disrespect." I was like, "Listen, I understand what you're saying. I don't have any cash on me. Go away."
Tim always helping like, out the common man.
No, let's be fair. I did have plenty of cash on me. Big bills, small bills, whatever you need. Change.
Now, have you always felt this way, or do you feel this way more now because you're not really the breadwinner now?
The problem is, like, when you stop at as many gas stations in the middle of nowhere as I do, you keep running into the same sob story. Yep.
So now you feel kind of jaded? Like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you. I don't give fuck your girlfriend. Literally, fuck your girlfriend. It's free.
I generally won't give bills, but if I have some loose change in my pocket, I'll give loose change. Generally, not always, though.
But just the fact that he's like, what do you mean you're going to keep your money? You should give it to me because, for some reason, I'm obviously entitled to your money.
Tim, you should do that as an experiment. You should dirty yourself up and go ask for money. See how much money you get.
I'd probably get a shit ton of money.
I hear they get a lot of money. That's what I hear. I don't have anything proof, though, but...
You have proof.
Yeah, I do not give money to panhandlers.
Ever?
I'm all big, you know, my dad raised me to be big on the whole social justice thing, but, like, when it comes to, like, individual, somebody begging me for money, rubs me absolutely the wrong way.
I don't mind if, like, they're just like, "Hey, man, can I have a dollar?" Then maybe I will, maybe I won't, but when they try and come up with some elaborate con story, like, "Listen, don't you understand?" No, I don't understand. I understand. Go fuck yourself. That's what I understand. Can you understand it? I'll spell it out for you. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, you
listen,
guys.
Listen, fuckface. Take a step back and literally fuck your own face. Oceans. Heavens. Tropic Thunder. That's where that's from.
You love that movie.
I do. Yeah, I enjoy it. Oh, yeah, okay.
No, go ahead. What'd you see?
I saw Cirque du Soleil last night.
Yeah, you did. How'd you like it, homo?
It's funny because I was there with it was me and my wife and a couple from that I used to work with at the radio station, and she's like, "Well, I didn't actually work with a couple, just the woman, but her husband was there, so I figured I'd include him in this story." So she's like, "You're gonna watch this," and you'd be like, "How the fuck did they come up with that?" And then like 20 minutes in, and I was like, "Seriously, how the fuck? Who thought? I got it. All right, here's what we do." We want to entertain a shitload of people and become a cultural phenomenon. We'll dress everybody in Joel Schumacher-esque Batman outfits of varying degrees. Have them fold themselves into a pretzel and juggle each other with their feet and jump all crazy way on a wall. Like, if you saw that in a movie, you'd be like, that's clearly a special effect. But I'm like, it's in front of me. I can't. There's no CGI. George Lucas is nowhere to be found. They're really doing this.
Were you not amazed? Were you not amused?
I was both. I was still. I was like, "What the fuck? Who has this idea?" I've got it. I'm sick of plays. I'm gonna tell the story through fucking weirdness. It was like if the movie Bug's Life had involved mushrooms that you're not supposed to eat, because it was all like insects and whatnot. It was it's just so weird.
Did you enjoy it though?
I did. I would see another one.
I saw many, 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 many moons ago.
I'm hoping they make a Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil, because they have a Beatles one, Beatles. And they just made an Elvis one. I think it's the next logical step.
Sure, why not? I saw it before the Repertory Theater was there in downtown San Jose. Like, it used to be just the big, that whole thing was a parking lot, and that's where they used to have it.
Oh, wow, that is many moons ago.
Yes. It was good, though.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that same one.
Now they have a huge parking lot there, or parking structure thing.
Wait, next to the repertory?
Yeah.
You're not talking about the camera 3, you're talking about right next to it, right?
Yes.
I haven't been there in a while then, I guess.
Well, apparently not. Because apparently you're going to argue with me about some shit you don't know about.
I was just clarifying, my friend.
Listen, faggot. You want to clarify? Clarify these nuts.
Right. With some butter.
Or the clarifying bar.
Is that a tool in Photoshop?
No, it's another way of saying soap.
Soap on rope?
And George, it was George Carlin's list of shitty euphemisms.
Random.
Oh, by the way, we are recording this on Valentine's Day.
Because our wives are awesome.
Well,
because our wives are committed to the dream that is TanCast.
In my case, my wife really just doesn't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck what you do. Just get the fuck out of my face.
Fuck. Just go. Get
no,
gone.
I mean, about that. It's like, listen, it's Sunday. That's all I care about. This holiday doesn't hold much, you know, super meaning for us. Plus, we already went to Cirque last night. We're covered.
All right.
Did you make those reservations?
For today?
Yeah. Or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, but they were early enough that it... We decided we didn't want to hassle all the way over there. Because it was like we would have to eat at 4:30. So we're like, never mind.
Oh, like they didn't have anything later?
No. Well, they did, but it would be super, super later. It was like either 4:30 or almost 10 o'clock. But anyway, the reason I said that is I posted on Twitter that we were recording on Valentine's. I said we're celebrating Valentine's Day the traditional way, recording TanCast. And Gerard tweeted back, did you and Noah get Andy the traditional Valentine's Day Crocs?
Son of a bitch.
Because I can pick up your Crocs and instead of those little holes, they're little hearts.
I hate you all.
I'm going to look into seeing if Crocs will sponsor TanCast. That would be awesome. Like, listen, I don't know if you're into an ironic sponsorship, but I think it'd be awesome. Two of our listeners have admitted to owning Crocs. Maybe there's more. Maybe we can convince more people to own Crocs, ironically. Like, yeah, I own Crocs, but it's because I'm cool.
Crocs are the new trucker hat.
I own Crocs to mock Andy. Oh, the other thing about Cirque du Soleil, like, there are whole times I'm just thinking, they must fuck like mad people. Like,
oh my god, I thought the same thing when I saw Cirque.
Like, there's this one chick just literally like bending herself in half and twisting her leg. Like, Danelle's like, that is gross. Your hips should not be able to rest on your shoulders. I was like,
No.
That woman
that is beautiful.
You can get access to that vagina in any way you want. Like, she'd be like, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Did you want this way? How about that way? How over here?
Was she a fucking transformer?
Yes. Kinda looks like it.
I'm amazed.
I was like,
there must be all sorts of freaky sex to Soleil going on backstage.
They have like I don't think they have sex in it, but there's one in Vegas where they do it like nude and shit.
Yes, yep. Zumanity, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. It's in New York.
There you go.
Speaking of Vegas, I'm gonna go into Vegas, baby.
Oh yeah, look at me. I'm
April 12th through the 18th, I'll be performing at the Riviera in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited about that.
Yeah, you should be.
So if anybody's within striking distance of Vegas and you're over 18, come on down to the show. 14 shows. You can't say there wasn't an opportunity.
You're doing 14 shows?
I am, and your mic is failing.
Indeed.
This TanCast No Mic Fail is sponsored by the Society of People Who Would Like to Piss in the Mouth of the Fuckstick Who Stole My Hat on Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. How the fuck are you just going to see a hat sitting on the ground and decide, oh, it must be free hat giveaway day, like they constantly do, by putting a hat on the floor so you can pick it up? You're a fucking fuckhole. I hope you die in a fire and your children don't mourn you. If you'd like to know more about what I'm talking about and see a clean version of this rant, you can click on this link and see a video. And now, back to the show.
14. My buddy's doing 14 shows. In a row?
Yes.
Anyways, 14 shows? Have you done that many shows before in such a short period of time?
Probably. It's only two a night.
That seems like a lot to me.
Meh. I can take it.
I can take it, then I can take it out.
What? No.
What? Who? Why?
It should be fun. I enjoy it. It sounds like a good time.
Whoop, there it is.
Thought you knew.
Weirdos.
Oh, and, nope. That had something to say. Oh, went on an audition for a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Did not get.
Oh.
you didn't get that callback, baby?
Amazingly enough, no.
Well, were the lyrics again?
Hang on, let me see. Oh, wait, I can look them up.
Oh, did you figure out the song? That's mostly what I was going to try to figure out.
Well, I'm gonna look up the lyrics and then look up the song, and then I'll link to it, and then the audience can hear how incredibly shitty it is. but basically, it was for it's for Muscle Milk. I didn't sign any non-disclosure agreement, so I'm fucking talking about it. They can lick a dick. holy shit. The name of the song is I'm in Miami, Bitch, by LMFAO.
Laughing my fucking ass off?
Apparently. So I guess the crux of the commercial is that there's all these people who are drinking Muscle Milk, and there's like these hard-bodied dudes. Well, we have to sing this song. Let me see if I can find it.
I found it.
I'm trying to find a YouTube version I can link to you.
Oh, okay.
Boom. So we have to sing this ridiculous song. Let me just read some of the lyrics as I got it. I've never heard of this song. Hang on a second. Hey. And we're back. Hello?
I'm here. This song sucks kind of.
It does.
What are you telling? Okay, so no, I was going to read some of the lyrics.
Oh, whoa, Tim. They are fucking Grammy nominated, dude. I shit you not.
Calls into question. Well, because I believe they're supposed to be ironic.
Grammy nominated.
Nominated. Okay, so the guy goes, here's the lyrics. So you try and learn these before you get there. When I step on the scene, y'all know me, because I walk with a limp. Like an old school pimp. Oh, real. OG. I'm rocking Vans. I'm in the sand. I've got a Red Bull and vodka up in my hand. Hey. You're looking kind of cute in that polka dot bikini, girl. Hey. There were seven eyes. Hey, this is what I want to do. Take off that polka dot bikini, girl. Drink all day, play all night. Let's get it popping. I'm in Miami, bitch. And it goes on from there. So they were having us.
I'm in Miami, bitch. Drink popping with bitch.
We drive him day with night. He's not really trying.
Yeah, that's true.
So, we were supposed to sing that and dance around and be like high energy but not over the top. I'm like, I don't know what that means. People love to tell you that shit in auditions. Like, okay, do this, but also the opposite of that. Like, be fierce, but also tender. What? Be a mute, but also very loud, huh? Be dancing around, but also dead. You know what? How about if you die?
Die in a fire. And I'll videotape it.
So she explains what happened. It's a commercial for Muscle Milk, and, like, there's going to be one person in a gym. Like, you're in a gym full of other people who do drink Muscle Milk, and they're all really good-looking and work out, and you're, like, the silly one that we're going to make fun of. And then she goes, but after this, we're going to see a bunch of hard-bodied guys for the other thing. And I said to be funny, oh, yeah, I'm reading for that, too. And without any... without any realization that I was being funny, she's like, all right, we'll see you then. I was like, you fucking humorless cunt. Dried, withered up old piece of shit. But it was funny when I got to the audition, because they were auditioning for other things other than that commercial in this particular casting office. But like it was a bunch of comedians that I knew, that I've known, and I'm sure some of the people there were actors, but those are all goofy-looking dudes. There's a couple good-looking guys, but not really. It was mostly just goofy-looking dudes and the most gorgeous women you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, that's Hollywood for you. Guys could be old, young, fat, skinny, girls, hot and young. If not, kill yourself. Because Hollywood's not interested in you anymore. Oh. Like, oh, you don't have any roles for a quirky woman? Nope. We have roles for hot woman. Are you hot woman? No? Leave. That sucks. If I ever get to write a commercial, I'm writing roles for average to unattractive women.
Sweet.
But I'm still calling the good-looking women to the auditions just to cast them out. Like, no! You are wrong!
No!
Go get ugly!
No!
Get ugly!
Fuck you and your tight belly. Get the fuck out of here.
Hell no!
No! No! No! I refused it! No!
No!
I think that's all on that.
muscle milk.
Yeah, I got some muscle milk for you. In my balls. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Valentine's Day, we are a little late, but I forgot to wish, I forgot to give a shout out to Bryce's girlfriend, Nina. Happy Valentine's Day, Nina.
Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Isn't it happy anniversary?
Anniversary, Valentine's Day, just
you know
happy
what?
Finding somebody to put it in.
Or to put it in you.
Or, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're the woman. Well, I don't know, maybe they do great freaky strap-on shit.
Pegging.
He's going to be like, thanks, Tim, I'm really glad that you brought her up to imply that she rams me in the ass with a dildo. That is not the romantic salute that I was hoping for.
It's not Valentine's Day, baby, it's Valentine's Day. We made a new holiday.
By the way, that's called pegging.
I already said that.
Oh, you did?
He did say pegging. Yeah.
I missed it.
It's funny. Last week we recorded on Super Bowl Sunday. This week, Valentine's Day. Man holiday, then woman holiday. Back to back.
Yep.
Did Andy watch the Super Bowl, yeah?
Yes, Andy did watch the Super Bowl.
Tim and Noah did not.
Wow. Apparently, you're still sleepy from last Sunday.
I'm just sleepy in general. I was up late last night, you know, getting wild. Watching online TV, you know, that's how I roll.
Yep. Ooh, you a crazy motherfucker.
Watching Human Target.
How is that show?
It's all right. I'll continue to watch because I'm easy.
Yeah, you're still watching 24.
I am.
That house was mucho interesting.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah. For the uninitiated, they followed Cuddy around for an entire show instead of House.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes. It was good.
I liked it. It was funny because like she kept running into House, and so you imagine there was a case going on that we could have that we could have seen. Like, cause, you know, he kept being like in the middle of the case, asking questions, and she's like still turning him down, like she always does.
Yep.
And like he even still kind of had his epiphany moment and walked away, even though we had no context for it.
Yeah, and I love that. Like they're standing around and says something about, oh, fuck, I can't remember what it was. It was like heart failure isn't a symptom of blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, it's not. That must mean... And, like, the elevator doors close and we just go off with her and never hear the end of that sentence.
You know what'd be interesting is if the next episode, they do that same story but from his perspective. Or maybe, I think that would be kind of interesting.
That would be interesting. I don't think they're clever enough to do that.
I don't know. They might be.
No offense. They're pretty clever, but I'm just saying. I don't think they're going to be like, let's tell the same story and not risk alienating the middle of America who'd be like, I already seen this. No, actually, you're seeing something completely different. I've already seen it.
Well, I mean, I think they can do it well enough
do
where
you not
just
know what Rashomon is.
There's certain key scenes.
That's long,
but not the whole thing. Not it doesn't feel like you're watching a whole episode again.
As soon as they saw a scene they'd seen before, I've already seen it.
I'm turning this off. Why did my TiVo get this?
When's Jay Leno back on?
You're
after the Olympics. Oh my God! Did you guys hear? The Olympics are apparently dangerous this year.
Yeah, someone died.
Yeah.
And there's video of it.
Yeah.
He flew out of his...
Luge. Yeah, my wife and I were talking about luge versus skeleton. I was like, skeleton's for people who think, luge only risks death. I want to insure it. But no, apparently luge can insure death.
It's very sad. Did he die instantly?
I don't know.
Okay. It looked like he hit like
from the way my wife watched the video, from the way she was describing it, she said he hit the thing and then it was lifeless.
Yeah, it looked like he hit like a pole or something. I was
hit a pole. Yeah.
That's not good.
He hit a pole at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, that can't feel like that was.
And he only had the luge thing wrapped around. No, okay, so it was just him and a pole.
Yeah, he didn't have the luge. The luge went off on its own path. It's like I'm out of here. I'm going to keep going.
The luge is like a glorified ice skate.
I'm pointing my feet. I'm a glorious athlete. How's that go, Tim?
Oh, he pointed his toes. What an amazing athlete.
That's Jerry Seinfeld for you.
I'm going to dress like a sperm, shoot myself down an ice chute at 100 miles an hour, balls first.
Ah, that's Robin Williams.
Yep. Stick a snowshoe up my ass. I'll do kegels a turn. Yeah.
It's like it's on the bobsled run, but there's not even a sled. It's just Bob. That's the only sport I've ever seen where you compete, have somebody competing against their will. It would look exactly the same. What are you doing? I don't want to be in the luge. Ah! World record. Didn't even want to do it.
Please please don't die, please don't die, please don't die, please don't die. Congratulations on not dying.
Well, now you're confusing it with his bit about snorkeling.
There's a fish, careful, there's a rock, please don't die.
I don't want to die, don't die, don't die.
That was a good album.
Fucking, speaking of We Are the World, there was the world...
Hey, we're back on Olympics. I will accept that. Go, Tim.
It was just funny.
Yeah, because it was broadcast during the Olympics. That's why. Sorry.
Yep.
So speaking of the things that are broadcast during the Olympics.
Including death. Right. Death and We Are the World.
Well, that's usually what precipitates We Are the World.
Hey, maybe that's the title for this episode.
I was hoping for Sex du Soleil, but maybe.
Death, We Are the World, in Texas.
But, so, I set up the DVR to record We Are the World, because I wanted to have the video so that I could watch it. And I see that it's only, like, it was set up, I think it was on VH1, and it was only, I don't know, like 9 minutes or something like that. So I'm like, all right, just to make sure, I want to record 2 minutes before and 2 minutes after so Comcast doesn't fuck it up. They fucked up. They found a way. So somehow, 13 minutes was not enough time for them to not fuck me over.
And what? Like, so what did they get?
I got. It stopped in the middle of them singing towards the end. I think they were just finishing the rap section.
Sweet.
We all need. Do you want to delete? No.
I would like to watch the rest of it.
Well, I don't have the rest of it. Would you like to delete it?
I would like to fuck start a Comcast employee's head. I do take that back. Last week I said I wanted to rape a Comcast employee. That is inappropriate. I don't know why. I feel like it would be more appropriate to say I wanted to stab one. Which I think would technically be worse. But I would feel less bad about it. So, I would like to stab a Comcast employee in the face. With my penis.
Guys are
mouth rape.
You guys are hateful.
No, not in the mouth.
Eye socket?
Yeah, explode an eye socket on the way in.
Ew.
And we all know how much I hate eyes and necks.
Yeah, I was like, could you even do that, Tim?
I would have to. I'm that filled with hate.
Interesting.
Yes, Noah?
Just you and your eye hate.
I hate. That sounds like an Apple product. Do you see a demo for that at Macworld? I hate.
No, someone did give me a card for some fart app, though.
Never have enough of those.
I was like, really? Is this what you're pushing on me, dude? I'm not having it.
How about the dudes with the Disney app for line weights or something? Wait. Oh, fucking A.
Wasn't it Fast Track?
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I thought it was Fast Track.
Why did you think? Why does that matter?
Oh, if you just wanted to get the name right.
I didn't. I was just trying to get the description out, and fucking it wasn't coming out. Time wait times for lines. There it is. Nailed it.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, that dude, like, knows. Like, I think that dude was stoned or some shit. Yeah, man, you can go to Disneyland, bro, and let me tell ya. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was interested, but this conversation is going on way longer than it needs to. So I was like, well, can I just take your literature and leave? All right, but that's not about this. Well, really, you shouldn't have it out on the table then. That's just random internet radio. Well, then why do you have a shit ton of flyers for that and just this one sticker that tells me nothing about your product? You fail at life.
You fail. You fail. Yep.
I was watching Dirty Jobs. We had a bunch of them on the TiVo downstairs.
Done Dirt Cheap.
Yep, Dirty Jobs, Done Dirt Cheap. So Mike Rowe was trying to collect, I think they were oysters, and it was someplace in Florida. It was some, you know, mud-sucking little bivalve thing. So they're oysters or clams, something along those lines. He goes out on this boat with these guys to collect them. The water's like 4 feet deep, so like they literally just hop out of the boat, feel around with their toes until they get the bags that they put down, pull these pins, pick the bags up, they weigh a shit ton, they kind of sift out all the silt, toss them up on the boat, then they get taken out and sorted and whatever, and sent off. And there was like Mike Rowe, this one really hick-looking guy, the owner guy who seemed like way overjoyed to be there and be on TV, and this other dude who looks like... He looked like what I would imagine I would look like if I ate another me.
Whoa.
Like, whole. This dude didn't have multiple chins. He just had, like, one giant chin. You know those, the monkeys that you see at the zoo where their necks puff up and they do the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo noise? This dude had that neck. And he was talking so fucking slow. Like, Micro would ask him a question, and the guy would just kind of, like, stare at Micro. Not in, like, a, I think you're an idiot, but, like, thought makes me tired. And he just kind of stared at him, and then he, well, you see, Mike, I'm like, okay, when you are so fucking fat that talking just burns all of your energy, it is time to go on a diet. It's time to put the fried, whatever the fuck you're pulling out of the mud, down. My wife looks over at me, and she goes, wow, relax. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's fat on fat hate.
Did you guys click that link I just put in the thing?
Click on the link in the thing on the police
and the Skype.
It was about
Kevin thing? Smith being thrown off the
Southwest. Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that already?
He's been tweeting about it.
I did not know that. You didn't even mention that, Tim.
I forgot about it until you sent that link.
It's probably when he's trying to leave San Francisco. Why did he go to Oakland?
I don't know.
Anyways, I just thought that was that's crazy.
Yeah, he's been tweeting about it for quite a bit.
I don't follow him.
And somebody was complaining, like, stop talking about Southwest Air. Like, fuck, if you had the chance, you would piss on someone who fucked you. And with, you know, the audience that he has.
Yeah, it's like, really, I think they're saying he has, like, 1.6 million followers. I'm like, yeah, you could,
Look how fat I am on your plane. Quick, throw me off.
But, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if there's something else as well. Like, maybe, I mean, did it specifically say he was fat? Or that's what he's assuming?
Something about, he said that they said that the flight
safety
captain...
Safety risk, right?
Yeah, safety risk.
I wonder if he was high.
More than likely. And he also said the lady next to him was chastised for not buying an extra ticket.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
All right.
And she wasn't famous, so she hasn't gotten any comeuppance.
Oh, good. We are talking about Kevin Smith.
Why wouldn't we be? Oh, right.
So did
What's
they
it to you?
Did they kick the lady off, too?
I don't know.
Wow. Apparently, he's going to dedicate a whole Smodcast to them.
Yes, the one that... It's already out now by the time people are listening to this Tancast. But
oh,
yeah,
is it?
It's him.
Shit, I need to go download it.
Well, it's not out now. I said by the time people are listening to this Tan... Fuck.
I'm listening right now.
You gotta deal with the future tenses.
Oh, damn. Somebody posted on his twit pic of himself, you're an annoying fat fucker, but it's okay. You'll probably die of heart disease soon enough. Go exercise and diet, fat ass.
I was actually thinking about that when we saw him at Macworld. I was like, I bet he's gonna die early, and that's sad. Because, like, he doesn't take care of himself. He doesn't seem like to have any desire to take care of himself.
Hey, my boring-ass life, he was talking about being on, like, this all-liquid diet and working out hard, like, every day.
Working out hard? I don't think so.
I don't know. This was recently? Oh, no, my boring-ass life, he hasn't been posting much on all lately.
Yeah, no, it was long enough ago that it got turned into the book, so it was, like, what, 4 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think before he was caring, but see, when he's at...
Yeah, if you listen to Smodcast, he clearly doesn't care. He's smoking weed and eating things that aren't vegetables.
And boning his hot wife.
Yeah, I don't know if he's boning. He lays there like a dead fish.
And eats her brown.
Of course he is. He's fat. He'll eat anything.
Poor Kevin.
Yeah, poor Kevin with his millions of dollars and successful life.
I know.
Poor Kevin.
I know.
It's a rough way to live.
So Kevin Smith just flies regular class?
Southwest. That's budget.
Well,
really,
Kevin Smith
really
doesn't have any class.
Like, you got a little bit of money. Spend it.
Fuck, I know they paid you some money to be at Macworld. I know you didn't just do that shit pro bono.
He talked about it, like, you know, why he does it. Because he gets paid for it, and he gets to talk.
So why not, you know, spend a little scratch?
Wow, that kind of amazes me. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool at the same time. Like, hey, I'm man of the people.
I mean, I'm cheap. Like, I'm driving to Vegas instead of flying, even though I could afford to. But I'm like, well, I'll afford even more if I don't waste money on a plane ticket.
But your Ford is different than Kevin Smith's Ford.
True, but I'm just saying, like,
So if you had Kevin Smith money, you would still take the cheapest route?
More than likely.
Really?
I think it has to do with, you know, living a large chunk of your life without, you know, just like all the money you ever wanted. You're like, you know what? This could go away at any time. Because I know a lot of wealthy people are like that.
I can understand not buying, like, you know, a $50,000 car.
Yeah, but what's the flip side of all of that? It's Nicolas Cage.
Well, right, but there's levels. Like, I'm sure Nicolas Cage was just...
It's only extremes.
Was not flying...
haven't you been living in America for the last 10 years?
There's no moderation.
Don't you get the narrative?
You're all the way cheap or you're all the way extravagant.
Yes.
You either have gold-plated toilets or you're shitting in a cup.
Yep.
I think there's levels. Like, you can save a lot of money, but some things you got to splurge on.
And goddammit, if you're not a Republican, you are a socialist. You're trying to take this company down the same road, and that's what Nazis did. Nazis were socialists. No, fascist political science failed, but thanks for playing. No, the Russians were socialists. No, communists. But again, thanks for playing. It's like, you fucking idiots. You were in politics. You would think that you would have taken some sort of class, maybe in high school, like, you know, required, that it deals with government and politics. And you might have learned the distinction between communism and socialism. And you may have also at that time learned the definition of socialism and seen that it isn't fucking this. Sorry. I just want to package up all of those assholes and send them to France. Live here for a little while. This is socialism. This is neo-socialism, but this is socialism.
Oh.
When your truck drivers can shut down your country because they're on strike, maybe labor's gone a little bit too far.
Maybe.
Maybe. Sorry. Wow, that indie rant came out of nowhere.
Oh, maybe I'll throw the hate jingle in front of it.
Right. Andy hates people.
That's not the hate jingle.
That is now.
No, it's not.
Andy hates people. I like it.
Too bad.
Of course you'd like it, because it's a very Noah jingle.
I'm just going to start singing and stop abruptly.
That's a good one, too.
I'm just going to start singing and stop abruptly.
So he stopped abruptly by stopping mid-word.
I get it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm clever.
Was that Andy or Tim?
That was me. That was some weird noises.
You made them? Head.
I know. I'm a little surprised. And a little unnerved. Shall we wrap this up?
Sure.
I'm gonna wrap it up and stick a bow.
We've gone yet another week without doing another top five.
Yay!
Hooray! Join us next week when we may or may not do one. Oh, shit. I don't know how we're going to record next week or when.
Well, what do you do next week?
I'll be in Washington State.
Ooh.
And I will probably want to get on the road because I got to drive back, which is 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's loud driving.
We'll figure it out.
Unless we can do it Saturday. I'll find out if there's internet there if you guys want to do it Saturday.
Sure, why not?
All right. Good times. Well, now the audience knows that we have a tentative recording schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you had a good Valentine's Day. And
we hope that you've enjoyed this peek behind the curtain to see the magic that is TanCast.
There's no magic.
There's magic.
Nah. There's not even card tricks. Behind the scenes of TanCast will not stop Superman from making it.
I know.
No, there's no card tricks, but there are ball tricks.
And dick tricks.
And that's more magic than you will ever know.
Hey, what time is it?
Time for dick tricks.
No, that's one of them where you put it over your wrist like a watch and you ask somebody what time it is and you look down.
Oh, that's a good one.
I did the bullfrog for my wife the other night.
I told you about the DJ who that happened to her on her first date.
No. And how did that work out?
Well, it was the first and last date.
Well, there we go.
Like, she was like, he was doing dick tricks. And she made it sound like you know how everybody does dick tricks?
Oh, yeah, you know, he was doing those dick tricks everyone does. You know what I'm talking about, right?
She sounded like she was just mildly bothered by it. You know, dick tricks. Not a fan. Like, I know other people are. Like, what? Wait, what? Can we slow this down a minute and discuss what dick tricks are? It's like, well, she was saying he put his hand down by his lap and put his dick across his wrist and goes, hey, can you see what time it is? And then you, like, look down and see his dick and she's like,
Wow. Wow. Did she state the reason there was no second date? Like, did it hinge on their dick tricks, or was there other reasons as well?
I think he just generally wasn't her type, and gotcha. The dick tricks was just indicative of that.
I would say it was out-dicative.
Hey-oh!
Sorry, that wasn't very punny.
I tried to get a piece of that to no avail.
Ah, so this must have been a while ago.
No, it was Thursday.
Tim had to know his blessing. He's like, sure, try.
Just hanging out at the radios.
Oh, that type of DJ.
What did you think I meant? The kids and Roseanne?
Spinning at a club.
Yeah, cutting up on the ones and twos.
Oh, yeah, I'm always hanging out at the clubs, hitting on the DJs.
Got well, two turntables on my
I thought it was more recently. Like
or even talking with the DJs.
Like when you were...
I went on a date. Dick tricks.
When you were in what? LA, I thought maybe you met a DJ. There's DJs down there, I'm sure, that you may have met.
There's DJs up here. There's DJs over there. There's DJs everywhere.
But it's more Hollywood down there. You know, you're schmoozing. You know, meeting people.
I'm horrible at schmoozing.
You're a schmoozer.
I'm not a good schmoozer.
You, like, you schmooze it up.
Like, you're supposed to ask them questions, and, like, I can never think of, you know what I mean? Like, to get small talk going, you're supposed to, you know, ask them questions. I'm like, I don't want to know anything.
Tell me about your balls.
Ah, that's a good one. I should open with that.
Dude, open it with some
dick. They would always
tricks.
Remember you.
Hey, you see what time it is?
What's your favorite dick trick? Let me see if I can do it for you.
Speaking of which, Puppetry of the Penis just hit Hollywood.
Did it now.
Is it mm-hmm. still round?
It's more cylindrical.
I kind of want to see it. Like, I want to know what the fuck's going on.
I bet you do.
Oh, I do.
No one wants to get new moves. What do you mean the Loch Ness Monster? Oh, I see it now.
I don't do any dick tricks, really.
Well, get on it.
Yeah.
Anniversary's coming Noah's up. One do something special.
Noah's one dick trick is the door knocker.
Yeah, that's it. That's
Noah's dick trick is the wrecking ball.
Actually, I'm probably not original. I'm sure someone's knocked on the door with their penis
Noah's dick
way
trick
before
is
me.
The Kool-Aid man. He just goes,
oh yeah!
Smashes through a wall with his penis.
I wonder,
and then pours some red drink.
I wonder if, like, cavemen did that. Like, knocked on, like, the animal skin door with their dick.
Caveman, write in. Tell us if you...
Hey, Og, this look like bullfrog to you? Ribbit, ribbit.
Hey, Og, look at my ornamental bracelet. Ha ha, it's my penis.
Og, I invent writing on dick.
Hey, Og, look at my ornamental bracelet.
They didn't have watches.
That is quite a vocabulary for a Neanderthal.
Oh, and this guy's
my decorative bubble. Best Valentine's ever. All right, well, we should probably all go pay attention to our wives on this Valentine's Day.
Probably.
They're the ones who make sure it doesn't suck.
Have a happy Valentine's Day for you and yours. If you're single, fuck Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Or go out and get fucked on Valentine's Day. There's plenty of single people who probably like some dick.
Especially on V-Day.
Or have some dick for you.
Either way.
Whatever
you
want.
Find something. Find Maybe. Something wet and moist and stick your penis in it.
Or if you don't have a penis, stick your finger in it? I don't know. Just get out there. Get it done.
Whatever you want to do to it.
I'm not here to give you step-by-step instructions. I'm just saying get out there.
Step one. Cut a hole in the box.
We should fuck each other's moms.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right.
And scene.
Noah out.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tancast 87. Thank you for all the comments you've been leaving at Tancast.com. We love to read them. Please keep it up. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes if you haven't already. Write us a review on iTunes. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. And if you have any other questions, comments, suggestions, Tan laughs, topic suggestions, or just general mail, send it to us at yourmom@Tancast.com. That's enough for now. We will check you out next time. Keep fucking that chicken.
Tancast.
I've been recording this whole time.
I have not been.
Oh, now I'm recording. Oh,
excellent.
Excellent.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I hate you now.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
There's something deeply wrong with you, dude.
Very wrong with me. I should be in the state asylum. Oh.
This reminds me vaguely of every time we were at Macworld and I would have to sing whatever I was responding to Noah. But I was going for more of an Axl Rose thing.
I don't know what I'm going for.
I don't think the world knows what you're going for.
Not even God knows what you're doing.
IT, 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 IT,